Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack.
I am the fabulous Cindy. Cindy.
Really fabulous. Yeah, you are. Did you get new glasses?
Whatever. You don't even remember. I had to like sit there for 20 minutes and I said, do you not know something new? And you're staring at me like,
Your hair, your body.
You look pretty. You're pretty.
Yeah. You know, to be fair to me, I don't have my contacts in. So that could have been it.
Okay.
I can't see as well without my contacts.
Okay.
Because you always look
lovely. You only wear one contact, so what's wrong with the other eye?
I could not see out of my other eye. I'm sorry. Could not see.
You just don't look at me.
I do look at you.
You just don't notice me.
Well, you know, to be fair to me.
When I walked in, I noticed right away you were like Bozo the Clown with your hair. Right away. I'm like, what is going on with
Haven't shaved my hair in a while.
And I was like, he looks like Bozo the Clown.
Bozo.
Instantly, I knew you were different. Instantly. Like, what even, like, I don't think it was 5 seconds.
Well, it could be fair to me, again, I look perfect all the time. So if I don't look perfect, then of course you notice that.
I notice everything about you. But that's okay.
All right, you win. But you're losing on the Ramblecast poll vote right now. You're losing. Yeah, you only have 2 votes, and I can tell you right now.
Well, who won 2 votes?
Cam and Dan.
Aww.
But to be fair, they were going to vote your way no matter what.
But still, that was nice.
But they probably didn't listen to the podcast yet, so that doesn't count. I said I can tell if you voted, how you voted, if you listened to the podcast or not. Because no way anyone's going to take your side. But we're not here to discuss the Ramblecast.
Okay.
We're here to discuss Dancing with the Stars Season 27.
Yes.
A little different
this year. First one, I was like, you know, I like podcasts with you. It's fun.
Before I forget, sorry about the delay.
Excuse me.
We have canceled all our cable, so we have to watch it on Hulu and it doesn't come out until next day.
We're now on a fixed income.
Well, fixed income, but we also just kicked it to the curb, and I really haven't messed with that much, except...
No, we're like, money's tight, so we don't want to watch it. That's really the rule.
But anyway,
So we got rid of cable.
I do miss watching shows like this one where you could watch later on. You know, I could watch it
right that
night. But it's going to be... If they're going to have 2 nights of it, it'll be a Wednesday-Thursday release date normally.
Okay.
Today's Friday, but it just didn't work out.
Well, because you're doing your thing with Survivor.
Yeah.
So that's...
On Crazy Hank TV?
Yes, and so that's a little crazy. But at first, though...
It's a lot crazy.
As I was interrupted.
Interrupted.
I was saying, I always look forward to doing this with you, because it's fun you and I doing this, in our little banter.
Banter.
Okay, that we get to have. Anyway, so...
I noticed you said that wrong.
I know. So...
See, I notice things.
I got a tickle in my throat. So I... Then when I was looking at it, I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know half the... Okay, maybe I knew 2 people.
I knew more than 2, but...
No, really?
Yeah, I knew Mary Lou.
Okay. 3.
I knew, let's see...
You're still looking.
I knew,
You're still looking.
I knew John Schneider.
That's my second.
I knew Nancy McKinnon.
That's my third.
Okay, I knew a few.
Okay, we each knew.
And that's not a
not negative.
Negative
no.
towards them. It's
no,
negative
it's
towards
just,
us.
Right, because we're old.
I only knew the older people.
Well, one's on Full House, which I don't know if we.
Juan Pablo.
Yes, Juan Pablo.
I wish my name was Juan Pablo.
And then the comedian thing, I'm surprised we don't know because we've been watching a lot of different comedians lately.
Yeah.
So you know, we just got hooked on to Sebastian. I can't say his last name, even though I'm Italian.
He's funny.
He is hilarious. But anyway, so we've been watching a lot of that, so that kind of surprised me. But anyway, but I was like, okay, we're going to watch it. So it's a little different. I think they're changing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The junior dancers look cute, though.
We won't be podcasting.
I know we won't, but they are so adorable.
I like the kid from Black-ish, because he's funny on Black-ish. And he dances on Black-ish, so.
Yeah, and you can see why these kids are actors or are out in the public eye, because there's no way at any one of those ages that those kids are, I was ever that precocious.
Yeah, they have no problem.
No, talking and being in front of people and enjoying that. So that was interesting. But again,
we won't be podcasting.
No. But, so, and then the other thing too is I like the idea. Did you like the idea that the ones that are in Jeopardy get to dance again and maybe get some more points?
But do the people on the West Coast get a chance to vote? No.
Oh.
Right? Because we obviously found out So the people on the West Coast don't get a chance to save. I mean, I like
it. Oh, I see what you're saying. I didn't think of it that way. Good point, Jack.
I mean, I like it, but it's, again...
yeah, okay. Anyway, so let's get to our...
All right, so first up we have Mary Lou and Sasha. And another thing is when you watch it on Hulu, they don't give you the dances.
No, they don't.
So we were scrambling to try to find the dances. I'm going to try and find a website or just call my Heather. The reason Heather's not on the show, she just had a baby.
She did, our first granddaughter.
Yeah, so... We now have three grandkids.
Yes, which is very exciting.
Two boys and a girl. I'd rather have another boy because it's just so expensive to have a girl. But I'm not being sexist. That's just someone likes to spend money for girl stuff.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about either. But that's why Heather will be taking this another season off because she's got a newborn and she's got...
And she's still struggling. It's a newborn and it's a first child. You know, everybody that has kids knows what it's like to have a first child.
And she's a little fussy.
Just a little.
A little fussy.
Anyway.
But
she's really good. She doesn't even have to look at the thing. She could tell right away, oh, that's a pop star.
And she would know most of these people.
She would know all the young people. And she just knows the dances without even the name coming up. She knows. Yeah. She's been watching
since the start. I think I guessed one, right.
I thought you did more than one. I was pretty impressed at you. I thought you did. Anyway, so we're sorry that we don't have the dances down.
I have
the
some.
Names of the dances. We have some. But we will get better, I promise.
I'll just ask Heather to tell me what the dances are.
Maybe she comes and visits us. We could do that too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. So first up, we have Mary Lou, who I can't believe is 50.
No, I was like 24.
When did Mary Lou
become
50?
She's younger than me.
I know, but I was like going, wait, she can't be 50. She's got to be like 30 something.
Well, I didn't realize it was 1984 when she won the Olympics.
Yeah.
So that was. I remember that because it was in LA.
Yeah.
Or was it in 80?
84.
Okay. Anyway, because I wanted to see her compete because I'm into gymnastics, but she still looks exactly the same as far as like tininess, cuteness, just adorable.
Yeah, but again, Mary Lou, I can't believe you're 50 already.
Right, I know.
Not that that's a bad thing because I'm 56, but.
I'm almost 59.
So, wow. Anyway, 59. Ancient.
I know.
So we have Mary Lou and Sasha doing, I believe.
And I think those two match those two up perfectly.
Yeah, because
perfect.
She's high energy. Yeah, he's high energy.
Yeah, height wise, everything about it was perfect.
I think she can go far.
I thought she was really good.
I think she can go far because she's got the gymnast training.
Yeah.
Seems to transfer over well to the dancing.
She has a great attitude though. She has a smile, all that fun stuff. So I thought that
she's
was
like
really
me.
Good.
She's always smiling.
Yeah, she is just like you. Always smile. When you think smiling, you're thinking Jack Lafelter.
Yeah, they did the cha cha.
The cha cha.
And Carrie Ann gave it a 6. Len a 7. Well, right off the bat.
Yeah.
And Bruno a 6. So
I was disappointed. I thought Len's scores
was correct.
Were correct. I thought the other two were being too difficult.
Yeah, I think so. Carrie Ann's become a little more.
She's a little
stingy.
Cranky.
A little more stingy with the votes.
She's a little cranky.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with her, but a little stingy. Next up, we have Whitney and Michael doing the cha-cha.
The cha-cha.
The cha-cha.
I love Whitney. I follow Whitney on Instagram.
Well, that makes her happy.
Whitney and Lindsay, I follow on Instagram.
Whitney and Lindsay.
And Val, of course. And Jenna.
Anybody else?
No, that's it. That's all the stars I follow.
I follow a lot of them on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Instagram, I like because they have the little... I don't know. Anyway.
They
usually see the workouts these guys do to get in shape for the dancing, because it's a long haul for them, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty intense.
You mean the dancers themselves?
Yeah, the professionals.
Oh, yeah, because they got to... Yeah, it's 8 hours a day.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to be in shape like me. They were doing the cha-cha.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. You know, it was good. I thought that, you know, wasn't horrible, wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah, it was 7 from Carrie Ann, 6 from Len, and 7 from Bruno.
I love when you do the arm.
Next, we have Kyo and Ivana.
Ivana.
Doing, I don't know what they were doing. Aww. I apologized because I couldn't find the dance.
But I thought this was a good one for Kyo. What is it, Kyo?
Kyo.
I thought he has a good partner because it seems like many of the seasons he doesn't always have the great partners. He has some of those older, little crazy women.
She was the one from Harry Potter, right?
Right. I thought because she says you're going to make a dancer out of me, and I was just like, I thought she looked like she could dance.
I thought she did pretty well.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Obviously, Len
gave her a 5. I didn't think she deserved a 5.
Well, yeah, if Carrie Ann gave a 7, and we were just saying a few minutes ago that Carrie Ann was the cranky one.
Right, right.
And Len with a 5. I go, 5?
I didn't think it was that. 5 to me is like
Len.
Geraldo. Sorry, Geraldo.
But, you know, he started out with a 7, goes to a 6, then a 5.
I know.
So I thought Ivana deserved better.
But anyway, again, I was like, yay for Kyo that he has a good partner. Because I think last time he had that shark lady, wasn't it? Or whatever it was.
Oh, Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. She was like, woo. Anyway.
Woo. Yeah, she was in love with Kyo.
Yes.
But she couldn't.
But anyway, I thought like this was a good, this maybe gave him a chance to be up there a little higher for a change.
So Carrie Ann a 7, Lena 5. Well, they must have. They weren't the final 5. So,
no.
So that's good. And then you have Bruno with a 6.
Yes.
Next up, we have Artem and Danielle doing the foxtrot.
And she's
blind. I mean, I go. So we have the gentleman before that couldn't hear, and he was pretty. He was really good. I don't know how she's going to be able to do the.
It was interesting because he put his hands out and right. he was showing her all she sees with what they right. put on the hands, and I thought that was interesting.
But I was
you know, they say that when you lose a sense, your other ones come out stronger.
I give her credit for going up there and doing it.
But is she? What is she like an Olympic athlete, a Special Olympic athlete, or something? Is that what she must be?
I don't know.
I know we need to look at
those.
We'll
look it up.
Yeah, because it was hard. They don't have those as much because we didn't.
Yeah, and we're kind of a. We got to babysit today, so
right. We're kind of in a hurry, but we'll be better. We promise.
We promise. But I was impressed. I thought you did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the audience gave her a standing ovation.
Right.
That was great. Yeah, but she got 6s across the board. I thought it was well-deserved.
Right.
And she was doing the foxtrot.
Yes, she was doing the foxtrot.
Next up, we have Sharna and Bobby doing the jive. And
I think he's the country music singer.
He's a little hyper.
He was excited at the end, but I thought he was really good. He got, you know, it seems like the first night they were kind of conservative. Everybody was getting 7s and 6s, so that must be...
He almost broke his leg.
Oh, my God. You know what I thought, though? When he fell, you see how close those lights or the speakers or something on the floor were? I was like, oh, my God, he's going to hit his head, like
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he was enthusiastic. So
yes,
you gotta like someone who's... It's not like, what's her name, 3 years ago from Gossip Girls. Was it Gossip Girls?
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't Gossip Girls. What was that? Oh, I know who you're
One
talking
Tree
about.
Tree Hill or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Anyway, where she was just so...
Yeah.
Blasé. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But no, you want people that, if they're going to be there, show some excitement. He might have showed a lot more excitement than most.
Yes.
But I thought it was funny.
I think he was just so proud, because it just sounds like everybody feels the same way, that it's you know, the first night's tough, your nerves, you're this, you're that.
Right.
And you have to go out there, and you don't know what it's like, and you have to do the camera setting, and so forth and so on. So I just think he was just like so proud of himself that he got through it.
He definitely shocked Sharna.
Yes.
She was like...
Well, and what was going on with her shirt? Something happened to her shirt. Like, she held onto her shirt. Like,
well, I think he was... I think he kind of grabbed...
Oh.
Not on purpose, but...
Right.
It wasn't a Justin Timberlake Super Bowl moment.
Oh, okay.
But he was... I think he... Because she kind of went, you're taking my top off.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not an expert. They got 7 from Carrie Ann, 6 from Lynn. Still a little stingy. He probably wasn't happy with the excitement.
No.
And then Bruno gave a 7. Next up, we have Cheryl and Juan Pablo.
I thought this was good.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good dance.
I thought he looked sexy, good-looking guy. I'll have to say that I've got. Not that you're not good-looking.
Hey, I got my bozo hair going.
You do.
Maybe if I changed my name to Juan Pablo, my hair would grow back. I just like the name Juan Pablo. I don't know what it is.
It's like it rolls right off your lips.
I'm Juan Pablo.
Pablo.
Jack, Juan Pablo. Yeah, he wins. Hands down. Yeah, but I thought they did a good dance. I don't know what it was.
I think they looked good together. You know.
She's tough.
Oh, I think she's a fair tough coach, though.
Yeah, but they.
I think they were doing some like a salsa, or they were doing something like that, some Latin dance.
Yeah, it was something.
It was a good. It was probably my favorite of the night.
Because of Juan Pablo or because of the dance?
That's a good question. I say both.
Okay, all right, fair enough. We had Carrie Ann gave a 7, Lynn a 7, and Bruno.
Oh, and Bruno gave it an 8 because.
Because it's Juan Pablo.
It's Juan Pablo. Because it's Juan Pablo.
Then we have Gleb and Vicky.
Poor thing.
Salsa.
You know, I don't know what it's like in ballet. I'm sure it's better. But skaters that are tall just have a difficult time controlling their arms and legs.
And that seemed to be her problem.
And that seemed to be her problem. It's not that they can't do it. It's just that you just when you're not used to using them and you don't use it.
Well, she was very nervous.
Oh, my gosh. It was not a good dance.
No, because I said, oh, man, she's really stiff.
Oh, her legs just, I mean, they just look all bent. It's just some, I don't know. I didn't like it. It was my least favorite.
Yeah, it wasn't a great dance. Like I said, she's being uptight. Like I said, she's tall. And
very tall.
I think she was having problems.
Well, I mean, you eventually get it because you learn how to use that coordination. But if you're not in that field over and over and over and working and working and working.
Again, it comes to my should the first week be a non-elimination round?
I know you always say
I keep saying because they're nervous. They're it's their first time doing it. We'll talk about it later on. She did a second dance. It was much better
than the
first one. Do they not give them a chance? I mean, maybe that's why they did the new where they can get a second chance type
right.
thing. But I think it's the first week we should be getting to know the dancers, knowing their the stars and seeing how they dance. And then the next week we can go, okay, you should be a little better than you were this week.
But, that's your point.
But anyway,
I think it's a very valid point.
She got a 6 from Carrie Ann, a 5 from Lynn.
I thought a 5 was nice.
And yeah, and Bruno gave a 6. I thought she was Geraldo territory.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that, but it just wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Alexa and Alan doing the jive.
Which I thought was really good, too. Yeah. Wasn't my favorite dance, like my grandson says. Not my favorite.
Not my favorite.
But
I thought it was a good dance.
It was a good dance. It was, I mean, for the first night, I mean, she's a contender in there, I think. Don't you think?
Well, I don't know why they were in the, I almost agree with Lynn the second night. Why were they in the final five, the bottom five?
But it's also a popularity vote,
too.
That's
true. But I thought it was a good dance. Yep. They make a nice looking couple.
Yep.
And they got 7s across the board. Anyway. Next up, we have John and Emma doing, I can't remember the dance, but I didn't like the music. They did.
What was the music?
It was the Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
But I was impressed with him.
Oh, he's a good dancer.
Yeah.
But the music for
it was, you didn't like the music at all. You just thought it didn't go well.
It didn't go with the dance.
I thought was it the foxtrot? Because it was a slower dance.
It was the foxtrot. Yeah. They was like, we're just a giggle, and they were further ahead than the music was. The music was too slow.
But you know, in music, there's different beats of it. There's the beat of that what you're talking about, and then
I'm far from an expert on it, but me as a viewer, a novice, I'm like, the music was just distracting.
Okay, because it could have been faster. They could have speed the music.
They
up
could
a
have,
little.
But it didn't work for me.
But I see your point.
The dancing, I thought was
excellent.
It was much better.
I was shocked. I was like, because he's older, and I don't know. I just think it's difficult for guys to dance. And I was like, huh.
Well, I think he's been on Broadway though.
Really?
I think so.
I thought he was.
I don't know if he's a dancer.
I only thought it was on Dukes of Hazzard.
He's been on other shows.
Really?
Yeah. He's just a good old boy.
Oh, okay.
Just a good old boy. And then let's see. Carrie Ann gave a 7. Len a 5.
I did not think it was a 5. Basically, Len is giving the same score as Vicky, and please, he was much better than Vicky.
Yeah. And Bruno a 6.
Same thing.
I thought he deserved a little better.
Yeah. I thought he deserved all 7s at least.
And here's the one name I'm having trouble with. Tinashe? Tinasha?
Tinasha, I think it was.
I thought it was Tinashe. I'll work
and
out.
And Brandon, right?
And Brandon. The new guy. They were excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And I apologize for not getting your name right, but I will get it right next week.
Wish I wonder if we could have known a little bit more about our back history, because we didn't get all that on.
Yeah. The jive, they did the jive.
Yeah, which it was a good job. It was excellent.
I just thought it was...
I think she's going to be one of the top.
They were very natural together. Yeah. They worked well together.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann an 8, Len a 7, and Bruno
an 8.
An 8. Next up we have Val and Nancy McKeon from The Facts of Life.
Yes.
They were doing the quick step.
And
she started out a little stiff.
Yeah, but still, she's older too, isn't she?
She's gotta be, yeah.
I thought she looked good out there. Yeah. I didn't like her second costume and her second dance, but I thought she looked good.
Yeah, I thought they did a good
job. And I thought, as always, Val looks fabulous.
Yeah. Well, they got 6s across the board. Even Lynn was a little more happier with this dance than before. Next up, we have Jenna and Joe the grocery man.
Oh, Joe.
Joe
the grocery guy.
Grocery guy. I didn't know who he was because I don't watch The Bachelor.
You don't want to even get me started on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I won't say it.
Hey, if people like it, that's fine.
No.
But he was terrible.
He was terrible.
I mean, he was Geraldo bad.
I thought he was worse than Geraldo, don't you think?
But
he's good looking.
But he knew it. You know,
he looks so. When you watch the show the second night, and he was like, "I quit because I was horrible."
Yeah, but I think he's going to be all right because I think he knows he was bad.
And he improved.
I think he worked harder.
Okay.
I mean, I after saying his dance was terrible. Well, now I feel bad for saying it, but it was terrible.
It was.
But I felt bad. You could tell as soon as it was done.
Yeah.
He knew he screwed up.
He missed a step. His arms were weird.
Yeah, and when they were giving his, he's just like,
it was horrible.
You could just tell he was just, and when they went up to, and they gave the scores. So Joe, the grocery man, or Joe, whatever the name is, I have faith in you. You're not going out next week.
Okay.
But he had a 5 from Carrie Ann, a 4 from Lynn.
Oh, he deserved a 4.
And a 5 from Bruno. Next up, we have Lindsay and DeMarcus Ware. And I have trouble with DeMarcus Ware because he's a Bronco, former Bronco. But Since I no longer like the Chargers anymore, I'll go ahead.
I thought he was excellent.
They're doing the cha-cha.
Yes.
He looks like he could still be playing.
He's not playing anymore?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was still playing. No. He looks like it.
No. He does the same training I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can see that in the body.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when he walks just like you. Hunched over, can barely walk like he's in his 80s. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, to be fair, he only played football.
That's right.
All
right. Okay. But he was good. And it was kind of cool because they were saying... Like,
well, she's good with the athletes.
Yeah, she is good with the athletes. Yeah. Again, I follow her too on Instagram.
Well, that's good. But she's good with the strong...
Her sister is one of the pros and the dancing juniors.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Are you being a smart ass?
No.
Smarty pants.
No.
I'm sorry, I used that A word.
That's okay. Now we just got canceled. Let's see. We got Carrie Ann an 8.
I thought he deserved 8s across the board.
Yeah, I thought so too. Len a 7 and Bruno an 8. I think he definitely could be one of the ones that goes to the bar in this game or competition. And then now they have the new thing, the 5 couples that...
Bottom
of the pack. And they have to do the same dance they did the night before.
With different choreography, different music, different costumes. So I'm thinking that they learned 2 dances, all of them, because they didn't know until that night which one they were going to do.
Right.
And so, because they couldn't go and practice it and change it that night.
No.
So they all of them were practicing 2 dances this whole time.
Which also makes it harder.
Yes. Yeah.
It almost makes it harder. Yeah. Because now you go, okay, I got to remember this dance. Plus, it's the same dance.
Yeah.
So... I think that's a disadvantage to the dancers because I'm not an expert.
Just Timmy doing something.
I'm not happy with that, but again, they didn't ask me.
Of course.
So we have next up, we have Mary Lou and Sasha doing the cha-cha again, and I thought this was better than the first night. She was much more relaxed.
Yes, and she even said it. She goes, "I just felt better. It was hard being the first one out, and I was nervous, so forth and so on." She loved the music. Again, I thought it fit her personality. Everything about it was excellent. I thought she deserved better than 7s.
Yeah, she got 7s across the board. Next up, we have Danielle and Artem doing the foxtrot again.
Which was better. She had a little bit of mix-up. I saw it. Right. A little bit in the middle somewhere, her feet. But, God, she used the whole floor again. Yeah.
And someone mentioned shoulders, and she goes, well, that's been a problem forever. So, 6s across the board. I thought maybe a little better. I thought she might have been, but...
Yeah, I thought she was better, too.
Then we have Glenn and Vicky doing the salsa.
And she was much better. Yes.
That's why I'm saying, because, spoiler alert, she goes home.
Right.
But I just thought if this had been a non-elimination round, she would probably not be going home next
week. I would agree with you.
It probably would have been, Joe the grocery guy or someone else because, she just, like I said, her first night, she deserved to probably go home.
Right.
It wasn't very good. But the second night... I thought she saved herself.
Yeah, I did too. I'm with you on that. I thought all of them did a good job.
Yeah. And then you have Alexis and Alan doing the jive.
Where Lynn did not think she deserved to be in it because she thought she did such a great job the night before.
I did too, but she was there. And she got 7s and then 8s from Lynn and Bruno. And then the final one was Nancy and Val, and I thought you just didn't like their dress.
I didn't like her dress. I didn't think it flattered her. I just didn't like it on her at all. But that's just me. So what do I know?
It was yellow. It was a Wisconsin sunrise.
Yes.
So you have 7s across the board.
And she got better scores this time compared to last time.
I thought she came out better.
Yeah.
Like I said, she came out a little slow the first night.
Right.
But I think, again, it's hard to come out there. Yeah, I'm not making excuses for these people, but...
I know.
I'm just trying to... If I was doing that, how would I react? And it would be... I'd be scared. I'd be nervous. It's not my comfort zone. I wouldn't probably get 10s right away.
No, but I mean, I'm doing a new job now. I'm working part-time somewhere. And I was petrified going in there.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh my God, this is so different. And I was all nervous. I was butterfly. So even though these guys are used to being, on camera or on TV or whatever they do.
You're out of your comfort zone.
You're still out of your comfort zone of what you're used to. So that those butterflies.
Because like you said, your feet are not pointed straight. Your shoulders aren't. Yeah. You're not showing emotion. Your arms.
Right.
There's so much you have to remember.
Exactly.
And trying to remember the dance.
And the thing that always amazes me is the athletes. Like, Mary Lou makes sense with her personality because she has to use that in gymnastics. But the football players... How they have that charisma and they can shine and then know to do all that
stuff. Because they're not used to smiling unless you're just sacking the quarterback.
Right.
Of course,
now
you can't sack the quarterback.
But they do it differently. It's a different, but they seem to come out just fine in that. So anyway, I'm glad I watched it because at first I was like, but I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, I'm glad we pushed through it.
Yeah, me too.
So who do you think, Vicky and Gleb went home. Probably didn't deserve to be the first ones off just based on the second night, but it's just the, but of the final five.
Oh yeah, the final five, absolutely.
The lower five, yeah. They, I mean, but just the luck of the draw,
right?
So, who do you think? Who are your top three picks? Who do you think's gonna?
Ooh, that's I can't make that decision. I got to watch it one more time.
Really?
Yeah, but
you can't just throw it out there.
No.
I'm gonna go with. I think Mary Lou could be up there. I think DeMarcus could be up there, and I like Alexis. I think she could go up there, but Juan Pablo is good too.
I'm with Juan Pablo. He's my one of them. The other two, I don't know yet. Give me another week.
All right. We'll come up five next week.
I have to come up with five?
Five next week.
All right. I got it.
Five.
I can do it.
Well, that's all we got. Hopefully we'll have this up like Wednesday next week instead of Friday.
Right. Now, do we have our numbers and how they can get a hold of us?
Oh, yeah. You can give us a call at...
did you not remember?
What is the number? Well, you can post it on Facebook.
Right.
Which I forgot to bring up the...
Oh, good. That's good.
I'm at a podcasting shake.
All right.
You don't do
this on your Ramblecast?
No, we just ramble.
You don't talk about where to call?
No, because I don't have the mixer, so.
Oh, you don't talk
so,
about.
So we do a different system.
Oh, talk about your Amazon?
Oh, I talk
you don't
about
talk
that.
About the other shows?
Yeah, we talk about that.
What do you do? You're in here for 3 hours.
Because they won't stop talking.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I hear your mouth going.
We literally talk about an hour before we record and probably an hour after we record.
It's not just an hour long.
No, I'm saying an hour before and an hour after. I know, but... the podcast.
Okay.
It's like 3 hours of work.
All right, babe.
Can't get these
guys... You gotta have your man time.
Can't get these guys to stop talking.
They yap.
They talk too much. What is the number?
We'll get it for next time. We'll be better prepared.
309. No.
Don't just do it just to do it.
2030. Oh, it's on our Facebook page. I apologize for not having it. Do you shop Amazon?
Yes.
Go to janjack.com. Little thing that says Amazon. You click on that Amazon thing, and every little bit you buy on Amazon, it looks like your normal Amazon page.
Yeah.
But every little bit you buy helps all the podcasters, like the broadcast, the Ramblecast, and right now it's all we got.
Okay.
But there's other podcasts down the line. If you want to become a patron, help this show out and other shows, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com. Little button says become a patron. You can do it from $1 to a billion. $1 to a billion a month. I mean, we're still waiting for that million-dollar person, but anyway.
You're going to shoot now for the billion? Because you...
Well, why not?
Okay.
Shoot for the...
Your new thing you're doing with Crazy Hank.
On Crazy Hank TV. Go to YouTube, just go Crazy Hank TV, I guess, and it should show up. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
If not, or just check out
Facebook. That's what you're doing, your Survivor now, right?
Yeah. I do a short recap on Survivor. I'm trying to make it as short as possible. I don't want like a 30-minute video. It's not a Ramblecast. I try to do it as short as possible. I think I got it in 5 minutes last time, which is not bad.
Okay.
Just a short recap. Just discuss what happened in the episode. Do other videos, reviews, and I'm start doing some rants.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
It wasn't bad.
Not too bad.
And my wife has helped me out with telling me how to do it on a different, like a iPad instead of my computer, where I can get different, make it look a little better.
Yeah, I'm telling him that I didn't like the way the camera looks. So I said, you could do it on your iPad. So I'm teaching him technology.
I don't like to change.
No.
So once I get something that I know how to work it.
This is the man that never wore jeans, and I finally got him to wear a pair of jeans and we started dating.
Yeah, I don't like to change. So once I have something, my comfort zone, I don't like to change. So, like, I know how to do other things on my computer, so it's like, I don't want to change. Oh.
But you got it. You get it.
Yeah.
You taught yourself something I wouldn't have had the patience for, so look at you.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'd like to, at this time, thank five patrons. We thank all our patrons, but thank five. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffler, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier.
I hate that you put creepy.
It's something okay. The broadcast started. And Maggie the Magnificent and Joanne with the Plan, who said, are you recording this week? I said, yes. She goes, oh, now I have to watch it.
Thank you, Joanne.
Anyway, that's all we got. That's it. I think I covered everything.
Yes, you did.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, that cat.